I'm Gwen Uten with the VOA Special English Development Report. The United States Food and Drug Administration has given early approval to a lower-cost AIDS treatment for developing nations. The manufacturer is Aspen Pharmacare of South Africa. This is the first time the Food and Drug Administration has approved foreign-made copies of drugs to treat HIV infections. Different drugs are generally used together to suppress HIV, the virus that causes AIDS. The newly approved treatment involves two pills taken two times a day. It is a generic copy of one of the most widely used combinations of antiretroviral drugs. These drugs generally cost about $600 a year, but Aspen is expected to sell its copies for perhaps half the price. Final approval by the FDA is still needed, but the agency says its action means that the drugs meet the same quality and safety requirements as medicines for the United States. And that means President Bush's emergency AIDS plan could pay for them. Congress approved the five-year $15,000 million plan in 2003, but officials decided not to pay for drugs unless the FDA had approved them. AIDS activists accuse the United States of protecting drug makers from competition from lower-cost versions of their drugs. Such criticism led the FDA last year to establish a faster approval process. Agency officials say they completed their work within 2 weeks after Aspen requested approval. The Bush administration says it hopes to provide AIDS treatment for 2 million people by 2008. Most will be in Africa and the Caribbean. The number of people receiving antiretroviral treatment in developing countries has increased sharply. The World Health Organization reports that 700,000 people were receiving treatment by the end of last year. That was up about 75% from a year earlier, and it met a target for 2004. WHO Director General Lee Jong-uk praised the increase when he appeared last month at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. However, he warned that governments and the international community need to do more. The WHO wants 3 million people living with AIDS to be receiving antiretroviral medicines by the end of 2005. This is known as the 3x5 campaign. This VOA Special English Development Report was written by Joe Moss.